Well, we're going to get into the word tonight, and you're going to preach with me tonight. My message, I must. Oh, come on, say it together. Say, I must. Oh, come on, that's not loud enough. Say, I must. And I want to ask you tonight, what is your I must? You cannot be effective for God without an I must. Your I must wakes you up in the morning. Your I must fuels you. Your I must gives you passion. It gives you drive. It gives you focus. Oh, come on. Your I must makes you determined. I must build that business. I must go out and win the lost at any cost. I must arise. Come on. We cannot just sit. We must. This is our time in South Africa. I must wake up and be all that God has called me to be. I must be a man of God. I must be a woman of God. I must walk out what God has called me to do. I must. Oh, come on, say, I must. Your I must fuels your hunger, makes you consistent, gives you patience. Oh, your I must makes you operate in love and forgiveness. See, your I must is that dream, that vision, that assignment that harnesses you. Your I must is bigger than you. Oh, come on, I want to tell you, your I must is bigger than you. It's not for you, but rather what God wants to do through you. God wants to do great things through you. And this is not just for you. Your I must is not just for you. It's for generations to come. And God comes to Abraham. We read in Genesis chapter 12. And he says to him, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. And I will make your name great. And you shall be blessed. And I will bless those who bless you. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Come on, what an I must. Hallelujah. Come on, there are families on the other side of your I must. Abraham has an I must. I must leave my mother's home. I must go to do what God has called me to do. God has called you to open doors. Come on, you must walk. You must run. Oh, come on, some of you need to wake up and work. You got to do what God has called you to do. I want to tell you, God has called you for a time such as this. God has anointed you and appointed you. I must. See, your I must, like Abraham, carries a generation. Abraham, God said, leave. Say, I must leave. There's the other people on the other side of my obedience. I don't know what God is calling you to do, but come on, you must arise. There's a nation that needs to be open. There's a pain that needs to be alleviated. Come on, there's poverty that needs to be eradicated. God needs to use you to restore. God needs to use you to build. Oh, come on, God needs you to be a blessing. It's a call to action. Hallelujah. I don't know what your I must is, but we got to walk in our must. I got to get up and establish that business, because that business is going to feed many. Oh, people are waiting for me. I got to get back to that school. Those children are waiting. Come on. We got to go. I must. I must. I must pray. I must have faith. So I must harness us. Keeps you at a place of faith. Some of you, you're sitting in this place and that thing is burning inside of you. See, when you have an I must, you don't need nobody to motivate you. You need nobody to wake you up. You need nobody to encourage you. It's a fire that's burning inside of you. I must fulfill the call of God. I must answer what God has called me to do. I must be all that God has called me to be. I must arise. Come on, we must arise in our nation. Our nation is looking for the sons and daughters of God that will get up and take ownership. This nation is awaiting. A young boy is waiting for you. A young girl is waiting for you to step up, to be all that God has called you to be. How can you say amen? I must. Can I be effective and live out your God-given potential without an I must? See, an I must is a cause. Number one, it's a cause. It's a call. It's a reason. It's an obligation. It's a necessity. I have to. Pastor Art had no choice. I have to leave Bloemfontein. I have to go to Pretoria. I have to go to Johannesburg. I have to send out sons. I have no choice. Oh man, come on, it's a great place to be in. I cannot afford to slow down. I cannot afford to stop now. You carry too much. There's too much at stake in our nation for you to sit and soak. I love that about our pastor. A pastor is never sitting back. Pastor is never retreating. He's advancing. We must do this, and we must do this, and we must go there, and we must, come on, you must build a business. Come on, you need to establish that school. You need to, oh, come on, you need to rise up on the inside. Come on, young student, you are there to be a gatekeeper. You are there on that campus to open up the doors. You must arise. You must arise. You must be all that God has called you to be. 1 Corinthians. Paul, it comes, he says, if I merely preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast about. But he says, I am compelled. I'm absolutely obligated to do it. He says, woe unto me if I don't preach the good news of salvation. Woe unto me. I have and I must. How can I not preach this gospel? This gospel that saved us. Come on. This gospel that changed us, that saved a wretch like me, that saved a murderer, that saved a thief. This gospel, woe unto me if I don't preach, Paul says. Paul says, I'm compelled to. We are compelled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is preaching through us. Go speak to Him. I must go and testify again. I must go and share the good news of the gospel. I must feed. I must change a life. I must be God's hands and feet. Oh, come on. Let's never lose the I must of this gospel. I must be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I must be. I'm in the salt and light in the midst of that business. I must be. By the grace of God, we're not saying us, but we're saying God working through us. When I got born again, I'll never forget it. I was immediately compelled to tell people about the gospel, to preach the gospel. I remember when I played here in Pretoria, and we were with the team. If you sat in the jacuzzi, it wasn't long. Then you knew. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. I want to tell you that Jesus can save you. If we were in a room together, I want to say tomorrow we're going to play and we're going to win and it's going to be great. But this too is going to be ending. But I want to tell you there's a story that never ends. There's a love that never ends. I want to tell you there's a grace that can fetch you. I must tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about the blood of the Lamb that can save. I want to tell you that He paid the price for you. I want to tell you He can save you. I want to tell you that He loves you. I want to tell you there's no sin that can separate you from the love of Jesus that is in Christ. Romans chapter 1:6 says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, first the Jew and then the Greeks. Amen. I'll never forget it. I mean, when people came around me, they knew this guy has an I must. When people see you, do they see you? This is a man and a woman on a mission. They're on a mission. They walk different. Come on, you don't walk the same. You walk different. And that's not arrogant walk. You walk with purpose, man. You're anointed by God. Hallelujah. You're not here by chance, man. You're not here by accident. You are called by God. Anointed and appointed. Separated. The Spirit of God is upon you. Therefore, we have a responsibility. We can't keep this gospel. We can't keep the good news. We got to get the good news out. We got to keep on preaching. We got to keep on breaking open doors. We got to keep on knocking. We got to keep on, oh, come on, we haven't done nothing in South Africa yet. Come on, all of us, we haven't done nothing yet. There's, come on, the greater days are ahead of us, CRC. Our best years are ahead of us. Our best churches, our best years are ahead of us. John chapter 9 says, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is still day, for the night is coming when no one can work. I want to tell you, young man, what is your I must? That purpose that God has called you to do, building that business to make a difference. Oh, come on, raising up leaders. Some of you have to raise up leaders in this nation. Some of you have to mentor. you have to mentor. Some of you cannot stop feeding. You cannot stop. It's not, you can't. It's too big. You cannot. Some of you cannot stop praying. You cannot stop praying. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on believing. I know it's looking dry right now, but come on. We got to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Come on, these young people. You got to start that home cell. You got to start serving. You got to start giving. Some of you need to assume leadership again and responsibility again. What is your I must? We are Christian. We're born again believers. We're on a mission. Onward Christian soldier. Come on, we're taking territory. We're not by the wayside. We're not here to soak and sit. We're here to advance God's kingdom. Amen. There's much to be done. David, 1 Samuel, Bible says, in 1 Samuel 17, Jesse said to David, now take, paraphrasing, some grain and 10 loaves to your brothers. And carry some cheese. And here David rocks up, paraphrasing, to the war that they are fighting against Goliath. He's basically an Uber Eats. He's coming with his little bike and he pops by, coming to drop off food. But something happens as David pops out of that bike. He looks at the people and people are bewildered. People are afraid. People are looking in the army at the giant, and people have become silent, and people have become neutral, and people have become depressed, and people are looking at our country and they're speaking down at our country, and people are looking at what's going on and their heads are down. Amen. But David rocks up and he can't understand, because David had met the God. David had been in the presence of God like you. He's been in the presence of God and he can't understand. And he rocks up there. And he looks at this Philistine and he said, what's going on? This is an uncircumcised Philistine. He's going to go down. He's going to go down. And his brother comes to him, Eliab, and just paraphrasing, and said to him, hey, where's those sheep that you're looking after? You know, it's so funny. When people don't have an I must, they criticize. Oh, all the critics, they can criticize. Why is Eliab worried about David's comments about Goliath? Why is he not fighting Goliath? Why is he not standing up? You see, that's what critics do. They can always comment on what you're doing, but they never want to face the Goliath. And David isn't there to comment on Goliath. He's there to do something. And I tell you, when you don't have a cause, you will always have a comment. And those who have an I must don't have time to criticize. They're there to build up. And here's a 15-year-old boy that has an I must. A 15-year-old boy, you see, an I must doesn't have a color. An I must doesn't have an age. An I must doesn't have an allocation. An I must is a fire that God can do what he said he can do. That God can break open a door. That God can bust open a window. That God can do it. I must doesn't have a color. Come on, say I must. Doesn't have a color. It doesn't have an age. Doesn't have a location. David rocks up there and says to his brother, you're talking about me, but nobody's doing anything. I must do something. I can't just sit here and watch what's going on here. I must find 5 stones. I must rise up and walk. I must make a difference. I can't just, this giant is going down. He's too big to miss. He's too big to miss. David says to his brother, is there not a cause? Is there not an I must? And sometimes we get so neutral with what's going on in our lives, we lose the I must. We lose it. Everybody's just standing and nobody's doing nothing, and that's not us. We can't do it with a pastor like ours. Why are you standing there? Oh, I love our leader. Why are you standing there? Why are you just sitting there? Get up, Keegan. Get up, Piti. Come on, get up, Kwanani. Take up your bed and take your... you got the Spirit of God inside of you. The greater one lives inside of you. I must go. You see, and I must has a conviction. And I must has a plan. And I must has a fight. And I must has a purpose. And I must says, something has to be done. Something has to be done in our nation. And here we sit in. And it's happening. Come on. Come on, CRC, come on. Oh, come on, this year it's a year of invasion. We must invade the schools. We must invade the hospitals. We must invade, come on, the business community. We must invade Parliament. Come on, we must invade every area in this country. We are on a mission. We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are going to touch lives through the power of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? See, when you don't have an IMAS, you just stand in battle array. But an IMAS harnesses you. It motivates you. It encourages you. Wakes you up in the morning. I don't know how you wake up in the morning. I mean, I always wonder how pastor wakes up. We're taking more territory today. Devil is saying, hey, we are wakker. As we are wakker, I'm losing another battle. Come on, man. Come on, church. This is our best days are ahead of us, man. Our best days. We can't sit with the naysayers and the complainers. Hallelujah. See, I want to say your eye must chooses you. Nehemiah 1-2, we see Nehemiah is a cupbearer. And he's born in captivity. He's never seen Jerusalem. But he inquires about what the state is of the people who had left earlier. And he finds out, when he pick up the story in verse 3 of verse 2. And I ask some of them concerning the Jews who escaped, who had survived captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me that the survivors who have left captivity in the province, there is a great distress and approach. And reproach, and the walls are broken, and the gates are burnt with fire. And when he heard this, he sat down and wept and mourned for days and days, and he fasted and prayed. The IMAS chose him. He was just inquiring, and yeah, the Spirit of God comes upon him. Nehemiah, you must arise. And he said, I must go. I must go build the walls. I must go help the people. I've never been there, but my must takes a hold of you. I want to tell you that I must takes a hold of you. You're not even going to see it, and God's going to come in, and he's going to put it in your spirit, and you are going to make a difference in this country. I must be the best doctor that God has called me to be. I need to be the best lawyer that God has called you. You need to be the best preacher that God has called you to be. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, if I do this work of my own free will, then I have no reward. But if it's not of my will, but it's God's choosing, for I've been entrusted with a sacred stewardship. God has entrusted us with a sacred stewardship. You know, Pastor Art, many years ago on Naval Hill, God came to him and said, run for me or I'll find another. As I must, God chose him. Run for me and I'll find another. And Pastor probably stood on that mountain and said, I must win the lost at any cost. I must mend the nets and the catch will be great. I must build one church internationally and internationally. I must raise up people. We must preach this gospel. I must. Nehemiah, he had to go and build that walls. We see Noah. He said, I have an I must. And Noah had an I must. He had to prepare and build that ark for 120 years. I must build this ark. Even if it's for 8 people, he didn't even know it. I must build this ark. I must continue through the pain, through the storms. Come on, I must work while people are criticizing, but they don't understand. Sometimes your I must doesn't make sense to people. People can't understand it. They comment, but they can't see what God has put in your spirit. And it doesn't need to make sense to them. It needs to make sense to you, because you have to see something with God face to face that people's comments doesn't deter you. And Abraham had an I must. He had to leave his father and mother. He said, I will make of you a great nation. Isaac had to trust God and say, I must trust God and sow in the famine. I must believe that God can bring a harvest in the midst of a famine. Paul said, I must stay obedient to the heavenly vision. In Acts 26 verse 19, he said to Agrippa, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Paul said in Acts 21, he said, I'm already bound in the spirit, and I'm willing to die also for the name of Jesus Christ. You see, your I must, a vision that God has given you, it anchors you, it focuses you, it guards you from distractions. I've seen pastors out with an I must, he just comes. It's just like he can see a man that is convicted. A conviction, I must. And we're not talking about I, talking about what God is calling me to do, the call of God. I must be obedient. Come on, some of you, you must be obedient. I must. That vision, it keeps pressing, keeps you pressing forward. It keeps you faithful, even when you feel like you've forgotten. Your I must be clear. It changes everything. You see, I want to say this. When you have purpose, it makes you selective. Who you hang out with, who you talk to, who you show your vision to, makes you selective. That I must, it makes you selective. Where you walk and how you talk. You want a God that I must, because God drops it in your spirit, puts it in your heart. Even tonight, God's going to speak to you and he's going to drop something in your heart. Run a home cell, run a home cell, serve again. You're so important. That usher, he's standing at the gate and he says, I must serve. I must open the door, because this could be salvation to somebody. The camera person, I must get the proper shot, because somebody's going to change. Yo, I must. Somebody is going to be changed. The media on the cameras. Oh, come on. Everybody, that drummer, I have to play, because somebody's going to hear the sound of the power of God. I must. I must. How many ushers have opened up doors and changed lives? Standing outside, not listening to the sermon. But the call inside, I must. I must. I must. I must build God's kingdom. I must be obedient. I cannot turn back. We've come too far, CRC. We've come too far. Oh, come on, we've come too far. We're moving forward. Jonathan and that armor bearer. He said in 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan said to that armor bearer, he said, come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrisons. And he said, it may be that the Lord restrains us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by a few. Two men make a difference. Two men make a difference. I must. My father's sitting under a pomegranate tree, but the two of us, we must go. Perhaps God is with us. Don't think you and God are the majority. You must take another step. You must be bold. You must win another client. You must preach again. You must share again. Rahab said, I must save these men. They are righteous men. I must stand in the gap for my family. Come on, hallelujah. You see, Moses had an I must. Moses experienced it in Exodus 22. The Bible says when it came to pass, it came to pass in those days that Moses was grown, and he went to his brethren and he looked at the burdens. He understood that he was Egyptian, and he sees what's going on. And he looked at the burdens and he saw an Egyptian beating a brethren, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and this way. And the Bible says he killed the Egyptian. I'm not saying we must kill people, but that I must jumped in his spirit, and right there discovers he's a deliverer. I must deliver this people. I must deliver. And Moses does the wrong thing. He runs away. But I want to tell you, you can run, but you cannot hide from your I must, because God is going to hunt you down. And some of you are running away from your I must. You're afraid. But I want to tell you, God has spoken to you. You cannot run. It's inside of you. You are a deliverer. You are an overcomer. You are anointed. You can run, but you cannot hide from God's presence. God is going to find you, and God is going to call you, and he's going to say, run for me again. Get up again. Fight again. Believe again. Oh, come on, man. You can run, but you can't hide. God is omnipresent. Even right now, you've been hiding from that thing. You've been hiding. Oh, come on, but you can't hide. You can't hide. Some of you need to serve again. Come on. Some of you need to start. Come on, a home cell again. Come on, I've been repeating it a lot of times. You got to start a home cell again. You got to be a coordinator again. You got to be part of this and what God is doing. Come on, God has a plan for your life and God has a future for your life. You cannot stop. You cannot quit. You got to keep on running. Come on. We want to thank our TV audience. Thank you for joining us. Hop on our social media and continue worshiping with us. Come on, let's give God praise for the television audience. Listen, Moses, 40 years later, at a burning bush, God comes to him and said, Moses, you've been running now for a long time. Moses, like you heard the cry, I heard the cry. Moses, I must deliver them. Moses, I must send you. Moses, I'm calling you back. Moses, I must get to my people. Oh, come on, hear it. Tonight, God is speaking to you. You must set them free. You must go. Tell Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Come on, Moses, you must go. Number two, you got to embrace your I must. You got to embrace it. You've got to be willing to submit to it. See, otherwise it becomes a I will. I must wait for the perfect moment. There's no perfect moment. David, there was no time to get ready. Joshua, Moses is dead. There's a few million people. You better lead, Joshua. Sometimes we want to prepare, but God just comes in like Nehemiah and says, run! And I must is not here. And I must is here. It's a call, that vision. It's here. It's here. Oh, it harnesses you. Come on, it's here. It's here. Oh, God is speaking to you. Come on. He's calling you back to your place. He's calling you back. Come on, in this place. And Jesus comes in Luke chapter 19. He says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. I know my I must. I haven't come here to have a praise party, although we'll have one, but I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I've come to seek and save the lost. He has a call. He has a reason. He said in Luke chapter 24, verse 7, I must be delivered into the hands of sinful men to be crucified on the third day and rise again. He embraced his I must. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, he comes and he says, Father, take this cup away from me. It's hard. Sometimes when God calls us to do something, it's not easy. It's hard. But I want to tell you, His grace is sufficient. I want to tell you, He's going to sustain you. If God gave it, if God began it, God can finish it. Amen. If God started it in you, God will finish the good work that is begun inside of you. And He says, Father, take this cup. But He says, nevertheless, let your will be done. I must lead through the pain. I must lead through the pressure. I must lead through the warfare. I must lead through the sacrifice. I must lead through the disappointments. Paul said, I must suffer tribulations. Acts chapter 20 says, see now I'm bound in the spirit, not knowing the things that will happen to me there. Just bound in the spirit. Pastor, I didn't know what was going to happen in Pretoria when he started in Blooming Lady Brand. He didn't know. He started, but there was a Bloemfontein. There was a Pretoria. There was me. There was many sons. There was you. There was you. Imagine he didn't answer that I must. Then Lady Brand, where he must have felt alone, like Pastor, I testify so many times, where he was alone and he felt like quitting, but he didn't quit because you were there. Now come on, you are a result of somebody. And now imagine the people who's in you. The people, the Bible says, unless Zion travails, you will not bring forth. You got to bring forth those that are inside of you. You got to bring forth those sons and daughters. You're going to bring forth, come on, hallelujah. Paul says, see now I'm bound in the spirit. It says, except, verse 23, except the Holy Spirit testifies in every city that chains and tribulations await for me. See, when you have that purpose inside of you, you don't care about the pain and the tribulations. You submit it, you embrace it. This is it. And people won't understand it. And he says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish the race with joy, the ministry that I must, which I've received from the Lord Jesus Christ, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Paul, in another instance, paraphrasing 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, he says, he had a thorn in his side and he prayed three times. But God says, my grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect when you feel overwhelmed by what I've given you. And Paul goes further and he says, therefore, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'm not going to stop. You see, your destiny always demands discomfort. If your purpose doesn't stretch you, it's not from God. You can run like Jonah, you can delay like Moses, you can argue like Jeremiah. But I want to tell you, you won't escape. You won't escape the I must. It follows you, it will find you, it will wake you up. Hallelujah. Come on, Mark chapter 10. The Bible says there was a rich young ruler. The Bible says he came running and he knelt down before the Lord and ask him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your mother and father. And answered, I do all of this from a youth. I'm a machine. I'm great. Sometimes we can do all the things, but we haven't answered to the I must. We're doing everything right. We come into church, but you're not answering it. You're not listening. Come on, God's calling you. Come, listen. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to Him calling you deeper, a deeper consecration, a deeper commitment to build a house. He's building His church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And God says, you will lack one thing. Sell everything. Give it to the poor and follow me. And you are sad. Oh, how many people have just left the I must? Come on, you can't leave it. You can't leave it. Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross. Take up his I must. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever tries to save his life or whoever loses his life will find it. What profit is there if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Your I must doesn't change every week. Otherwise, it's I wonder, I wish, I ponder, I delay, I procrastinate. It doesn't change every week. And I must cement it in your spirit. You cannot look away. You're not willing. You're willing to risk your life. You're not willing to go back. You're not willing to turn back. Oh, come on. It's not I wonder. And I must will propel you into your destiny. Oh, come on, in Jesus' name. That good Samaritan, the Levite in Luke chapter 10, the Levite walked past, the priest walked past, but the good Samaritan said, I must stop. I must get off my horse. I must heal this man. I must take him in. I can't walk away for what God has called me to do, regardless of the frustration and delay. Number three, the last thing, never deviate from your I must. Never deviate. Mark chapter 17, we see Peter, God called him and he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Yes, and I must. He's going to be a soul winner. But yeah, we see that as time goes by, Peter says, I'll follow you, I'll do anything. And Jesus says, you're going to deny me. And he denies him. But Peter is so distraught because Jesus is dead. And he doesn't know how to fix it. He doesn't know how to fix it. But yeah, God, he goes back fishing. And sometimes when we move away from our must, we go back to our past. And he's fishing and he catches nothing. And Jesus walks on the seashore and says, children, have you caught anything? He says, nothing. Yes, because you've gone back. Come back. I've called you to be fishers of men, not to catch fish. That was you before. I'm talking to the new person. I'm talking to the new person. Get back to where I've called you to be. Come on, God will bless you. Never forget what God wants to do in your life. Never deviate it. Sarah, and closing with us, Sarah. We see Sarah. God comes to Abram and Sarah and says, out of your nation will come, out of your womb. But Sarah deviates. She says in verse Genesis 16, Sarah said, look now, I cannot bear a child. God has restrained me. No, God hasn't restrained you. Life is happening. And he says, please go into my maidservant. And Abram says, are you serious? Listen, don't give. And she produces not an I must. Ishmael is born out of Hagar, and oh no. You see, don't give your I must to somebody else. Don't give it to somebody else. You're going to birth something wrong. You cannot just give it away. You cannot just give it away. And God comes to Sarah and he says in Genesis 18, is anything too hard for me, Sarah? I'm going to finish what I have begun in you. I want to encourage you today. Don't deviate from what God has called you to do. Don't deviate. Come on, God is not finished with you yet. There's an I must in you. There's a plan for you. Come back. Come back to that word. Come back to the first word. Come back. God has planted you in this church. Pastor Ati is your leader. Stay. This is God's call for your life. Don't move away because of what you see and what you hear and what people. Come on, stay. This is I must. I must stay, I must fold, I must run, I must fight, I must be all that God has called me to be. Come on, church. I must. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you again, like he's prompting you again, reminding you. Come on. What has he spoken to you in this church? I'll never forget it. Sitting there in that tent. Pastor called me out and he said, Keegan, you're running on a treadmill. I was obviously a personal trainer. He says, you're going nowhere. And that's what we do. We run on a treadmill thinking, we're sweating, we're doing everything, but we're going nowhere. He said, get off and step into your I must. Because now the pace changes. Now you're not going in circles, you're going forward. Come on, hallelujah. And I answered the call, and the rest is history. And some of you are going to answer, come on, this week. You're going to answer what God has called you to do. You're going to be, obedient to the heavenly call. Come on, let's give God praise in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I must. Come on, as you're seated, come on, let's bow our heads. I want to tell you, God loves you. And God has a future for you. Amen. God has such a great plan for your life. But you must answer to the I must. Nicodemus comes, as our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. And he says, how can a man be born again? And Jesus says, you must. Or how can a man enter the kingdom of God? He said, you must be born again. You must. You can't just go to church. You can't, good people don't go to heaven. You must be born again. And as you're sitting in this place, all of the nation, every church, you haven't given your heart to Jesus Christ. I want to ask you right now. Say, Pastor, I haven't given my heart to Jesus Christ. He's here in this place, but you have to answer. And he loves you. He's knocking on the door of your heart, all over the nation, in every church, there in Porch, there in Kimberley, there in Cape Town, in Durban, wherever you are, Port Elizabeth. But you have to answer. You say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. I don't know him as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to say a prayer for you tonight. I want to help you with your I must. If that's you, say, I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. If that's you, please lift up your hand. I want to pray for you in this place. Come on, lift up your hand. I must be born again. Come on, lift up your hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift up your hand there. Hands going up everywhere. Lift up your hand right now in Jesus' name. There in Bloemfontein, there in Johannesburg. Lift up your hands right now. Come on, lift up your hand. Maybe in this place and you've moved away from your I must. I don't know what it is. But God is calling you back. You know you need to come back. It's burning inside. If you say, Pastor, I've moved away. If that's you and you want to come back home, I want to pray for you. You say, Pastor, I want to come back home. If that's you, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to come back to my I must. I've left my I must, but I'm coming back. I must love God. I must follow him. Come on, lift up your hand right now in Jesus' name. Come on, the presence of God is all over this place. Lift up your hand right now, there in Bloemfontein. Come on, there in Johannesburg. Amen. Come on, many hands this evening. Come on, can we all stand? I want to ask you if you lifted up your hand or you wanted to lift up your hand, maybe through an encouragement of a friend or a family member, you'd come down to this altar. But I want you right now to leave your seat, take your Bible and your personal belongings and come down to this altar. Come on, I must give my heart to Jesus Christ. And your life's going to change tonight. Your life is going to change. It's never going to be the same again. But you must say, I must give my heart to Christ. Come, we'll wait for you. Leave your seat, come. Come there in Bloemfontein. Come there in Johannesburg, come. Come, this is your time. Come. Come, there's many that's going to come out of you. Come, come, come.
You can have it all. You
come,
can have it all.
Come.
Wow.
We'll wait for you, come.
You can have it all.
Come on, then, Bloemfontein. Walk, blew up. And he says, no, walk, come. Right then, all of our churches in Johannesburg. Come. Don't run away. Come. Walk. This is not just for you. It's for others. It's for the people on the other side. Come walk. Come on, we'll wait for you. Come and ask your friend. Come on, there in Bloemfontein, there in Johannesburg. Clapping if you still want to come, we'll wait for you. Come. Come in all of our churches, walk to that altar. God is waiting. Come on, I must. Your heart is beating faster. You know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You know you should be down here. You know you should be down here. He's speaking to you. Your tummy's turning. Come. Come, we'll wait for you. Amen. As you stand here tonight, I want to tell you God loves you. God has a future for you. And as you come to Christ, He's going to change you forever. Forever. I want you to put your hand on your heart there in Bloemfontein, in Johannesburg, and all other churches. Put your hand on your heart and let's pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God, that You died for my sins, that God rose You from the dead. Thank You for saving me. I give You my life right now in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. Amen and amen. Come on.